This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Andy, this is just a coincidence. I wasn't thinking about this.
Yeah.
What shirt am I wearing today?
Oh, you are wearing your Cincinnati Bearcats. Is that a Kelsey sweatshirt?
No, it's a, I spent a lot of tuition dollars at Cincinnati, so I got a sweatshirt out of the deal.
Yeah, you didn't get it for free, I can tell you that.
I didn't get the sweatshirt for free, nor did the kids get the degrees for free. But I know another Bearcat. Guy who graduated from the University of Cincinnati, has worked his entire career in Cincinnati, other than from December of 2018 to April of 2020, when he worked right here at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. We go to the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline to talk to our former coworker, one of the really nice young guys who used to work here, James Rapine. Hello, James.
James.
December to April, you nailed it. What do you have? My rap sheet in front of you?
Yeah, I do, actually. Goodness. I'm looking at your LinkedIn page. I was just wondering if you even put us on it, and yes, you did.
Of course. Well, of course. Why wouldn't I?
How are you, man?
He's a creeper, isn't he?
I'm a creeper. I'm doing great. It's good to be on with you guys. How are you?
It's good to have you with us, and I'm glad things are going so well for you in Cincinnati. You're doing all kinds of things. BengalsTalk.com, doing that. You've got your podcast on the Bengals, doing a great job. So congratulations on your success.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I go on SI.com, and there's your bright, smiling face all the time. So that's fun. That's fun stuff. Now, one of your other former coworkers, Daryl Ryder, you know Dangerous Daryl?
I do.
Daryl walked into the studio here yesterday.
Yeah.
He threw the door open, as only Daryl can do. Yep. And before we even had a chance to say hello to him, he said, "The new head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Dan Pitcher. That's who I'm going with." He was with us today. He backed it up.
Yeah.
Tell us who Dan Pitcher is.
Well, if Dan Pitcher becomes the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, I think everyone listening, at least from a Browns fan's standpoint, should be excited. He's an offensive-minded, young, bright, and I say young, but that doesn't mean lacks experience. Bright, forward-thinking, offensive-minded coach that has worked his way up, has groomed Joe Burrow to becoming one of the best quarterbacks in the league, was part of Marvin Lewis's staff, has been here longer than Zach Taylor. And so when I was departing for Cleveland, he was already on the Bengals staff. Zach Taylor liked him so much, he kept him around. And a year later, he became the quarterback's coach, which was obviously a big position, taking over for Alex Van Pelt, another tie there from Cincinnati and Cleveland. And the key there is he's been working closely with Joe Burrow throughout Joe Burrow's six-year NFL career. And so when it comes to quarterbacks, offensive trends, scheme, all of the above, I think he checks all of those boxes. I also like Dan's demeanor a ton. And weeks ago, I told people, hey, I know everyone's saying it's a down head coaching crop. Buckle up, because Dan Pitcher could certainly get a job, and I'm not shocked at all that the Browns are interested.
All right, so help me one more time. Explain to me how Dan Pitcher will take the Browns into the future and help them win.
Well, see, here's how I view it, and I wrote this yesterday at BengalsTalk.com. If I'm Dan, I would be so leery of taking the Browns job. It would be the exact opposite. It would be, tell me what quarterback I get to groom and make great, because right now I don't know where that is. Because I think he's exactly what you're looking for if you have enough talent to, like, everything people think Mike McDaniel is, I think Dan Pitcher is offensively. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I also think he has the right demeanor, carries himself the right way to be a head coach in the league. I think that's a good way to put it. And the only reason I'm using Mike McDaniel is because everyone knows him. Seems like everyone loves him. The whole country is going to be talking about how he should be their offensive coordinator or maybe head coach. And so that's what I think Dan can be, is from a football smart standpoint. He understands all the X's and O's elements of it. But he can also, I believe he'll be able to, you never know until you see it, but I believe he'll be able to handle all the head coaching stuff that comes with it, not just on offense.
James Rapine joining us, former coworker of ours and now in Cincinnati, doing all kinds of media stuff involving the Cincinnati Bengals and the Reds and the Bearcats. He's doing everything there is to do in Cincinnati. So Zach Taylor still calls the plays in Cincinnati. Is that a drawback to Dan Pitcher?
Sure. Yeah. That would be the one thing where I'm sure that there would be some growth needed there, some growing pains, however you want to put it. And I think part of why he doesn't call the plays here isn't an indictment on Dan Pitcher. I think it's because the Bengals hired Zach Taylor for a reason, right? And he's the offensive mind, and he's the constant. And they know that a guy like Dan could get a job elsewhere. And when he does, you don't want to be scrambling for your next play caller and disrupt what you have with Joe Burrow. And we saw that a couple of years ago when Brian Callahan got hired by Tennessee as the Bengals offensive coordinator. Well, then they promoted Dan Pitcher, and it was a no-brainer. And he was getting interest from multiple other teams. He was about to get on a flight and do multiple interviews for offensive coordinator jobs a few years ago. And it just timed out really well where Brian got hired and the Bengals didn't let him get on the plane and were able to keep him in Cincinnati. That from a long-term standpoint, I don't think is a major issue because he'll get those reps needed. He has called some plays in the preseason, but obviously hasn't done that in the regular season. So would there be a juggle early? I'm sure there would be. There would be some growing pains. But that, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, certainly wouldn't be enough for me to say no to Dan Pitcher.
If I would have told you Zach Taylor has a job but John Harbaugh doesn't last week, you would have told me what?
I would have said that's likely. I thought
you would have said that's going to happen. Okay,
like not the John part. Like I'm not going to pretend that I knew that that part was going to happen, but I knew Zach was staying. So like if you would have said who's more likely to go, John Harbaugh or Zach Taylor, I would have said John Harbaugh, and it is a surprise for sure, especially because with 2 seconds to go, I felt like Tyler Loop was going to make that kick, and the Ravens were going to win the division for the third straight time and be the only team that's ever done that in the AFC North. So I think that it's wild to say out loud, but yeah, I'm not surprised that Zach Taylor is still in town. And I'll tell you this, guys, losing Dan would be a big loss for this Bengals organization. And I don't know who's in waiting. Like last time it was, all right, well, Callahan's gone. Dan Pitcher will be the guy as long as it times out well. And it did. I don't know if there's someone in-house that they could go after. Maybe it's just bringing Brian Callahan back. Obviously, he's available at this moment. But it could hurt the Bengals as well and bolster the Browns in a big way if they do end up hiring Dan Pitcher.
James Rapine joining us. James covering the Cincinnati Bengals and our former co-worker right here at The Fan. The last year wasn't good for the Bengals at 6-11. Joe hurt his toe early on and was out a big portion of the season, and Joe Flacco comes in. We all know what's going on. Mike Brown has a reputation for not spending money, but he also has a reputation for being patient. Is he being patient here with Zach Taylor, who had 4 straight winning records before this last year? Or is he just not wanting to change things too drastically? Because Joe Burrow likes Zach Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a factor. Is Joe Burrow, and it's if I had to make the Cleveland comp, it wouldn't be Browns wise; it would be Cavs wise. And what Joe Burrow means to the Bengals is similar to what LeBron meant to the Cavaliers pre-title, and like the impact and he doesn't have the same control. The NBA is a different beast than the NFL, of course, when it comes to player control and things like that. But yeah, I mean, if you're the Bengals and you see Joe Burrow talking about happiness and all of those things, if Joe says, hey, I believe in Zach, we don't have enough talent, and I think everyone agrees, you'd have to be pretty silly to not think they have enough talent. I believe in Zach. I believe in this coaching staff. Let's just get more talent. Are you going to go against him knowing that it's going to make him upset at this stage? I wouldn't. Now, if they add talent this offseason and Zach struggles again and they don't win again, well, then you got to do something. And me personally, I would have had a heart-to-heart with Joe and maybe made a decision. But, yeah, I think the Bengals are sticking with Zach for a bunch of reasons. One is Mike Brown is patient. They believe in him, and Joe believes in him. And if Joe believes in him and you're 50-50 on it, well, that's a heck of a tiebreaker to lean in side with. So I do understand that side of it. Even if it were me, I probably would have looked at it and said, you know, from a 5,000-foot view, it's probably time to move on after 7 seasons.
I'm just looking at the Bengals have the 10th pick coming up in the draft. Just your thoughts on needs and, you know, obviously you got to get Burrow some help.
Yeah, I mean, they just need some playmakers on defense. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Is part of the reason why this Bengals team, every time they play the Browns, it is a dogfight, is because there aren't many teams whose top playmakers can match up with the Bengals' top playmakers, and the Browns can, and that's tough. And much like the Browns have been pretty poor on offense, the Bengals have done that defensively over the past couple of years. And so can you find a playmaker that's going to give you the ability to build around this young rookie contract defensive player? And preferably it would be in the trenches, right? Someone, a defensive tackle, defensive end. That's what they need. Will they be able to find it with the 10th pick? I don't know. Those guys are hard to come by. And so we'll see. Regardless, they have to add significant talent to their defense to raise the floor of their defense. So we're not talking about a team losing 47-42 to the Bears and 39-38 to Justin Fields and the Jets. I mean, just some embarrassing losses that they suffered this season.
James, I have 20 seconds. Does Dan Pitcher get a head coaching job, and is it in Cleveland?
I think there's a 25% chance that he gets a head coaching job. And if it were me, I would try to dodge the Browns. I think the Ravens should be interested in Dan Pitcher. Clearly, I'm high on him. But would not shock me one bit if Cleveland makes a run at him and tries to hire him.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
James Rapine. Peace. Our former coworker, now in Cincinnati, doing all kinds of things with the Bengals, and he joined us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Change your thought on a young, hot coordinator? Baskin just gave me a visual cue on that one. I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.